Welcome to The Future Fast. I'm your host, Arthur Goldstuck, and today I'm talking to Jason Jenkinson, the Country Marketing Manager of Dell Technologies in South Africa. Jason is preparing for the Dell Technologies Forum to be held on the 25th of November, virtually online. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks, Arthur. It's good to be with you today.
Thank you. So let's get right into it. What can we expect from the Dell Technologies Forum?
So the Dell Technologies Forum is, it gets held every year. So the South African market is quite familiar with the event. It's one of the flagship events, I think, that runs through the events calendar. And normally everybody just arrives and, you know, we have, over 1,000 delegates coming through on the day. I think last year we touched on about 1,500. But obviously, where we are now, things have changed a little bit, and we need to go virtual. And I know that some of the other players in the market have decided not to run with their flagship events for the year. But at Dell, we thought this is a time, I think, where we're seeing a lot of challenges that are happening in the market. Our customers are looking for a lot of advice and guidance on where they should be going over the near future. So what better time for us to have this event, to be there, to give that advice through to our customers. And Arthur, I think the other thing about this, which has made it unique, and this is something I think in the past we've done a good job at it, but I think now we can do an even better job, is that we normally fly speakers over to come and present at the event. So we'll have some of our top speakers coming over. Our CTO normally comes over, and maybe a couple of other speakers. But this time we have 27 sessions. All 27 sessions can now be presented by the best authority on that specific topic in the world. So we can, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for the local market to get exposure to that kind of thought leadership, that we can offer through this platform.
And one of those speakers, I believe, will be a gentleman by the name of Michael Dell. I had the privilege of speaking to him last year at Dell Technologies World in Las Vegas. And of course, that didn't happen this year, but you managing to fly him in or beam him in to South Africa for the forum.
So it is going to be a pre-recording. So Michael has done a pre-recording for the event. His messages around the future, and I think he's giving a kind of like a brighter outlook on the future and where we can be going, and some of the guidance I think that that Dell can offer on that. But I don't want to go into too much detail on that. I think delegates need to sign up and come through to the event. I think it'll be an amazing opportunity also to hear from our global CEO and chairman, Michael Dell.
One of the things that stood out for me in our conversation last year was that he had a very firm handle on what Dell was doing in South Africa and across Africa. And he was able to give very specific insights into this market and also what made this market different and special in the Dell world in general. Can we expect those kind of direct localized insights as well? Or are you expecting a more generic trends and strategic vision?
I think it's going to be more generic and strategic vision. It's more around where, and I think that's kind of what the market's looking for right now, is, just looking at those trends, where we are, some of the stats. One of the things that Michael won't be covering, but will be covered, is the Dell Transformation Index. So that's where we're looking at digital transformation. We've done some research with our customers over the past few months to get their insight and just kind of check in and see where they are. And some of the stats that have come out of that, a couple of them I can share with you. The first one is that 80% of our customers have accelerated their digital transformation over the past few months. I mean, that's for obvious reasons. The other thing, which is very interesting, is that out of the customers that we surveyed, one third of them were concerned that their organization was not going to be in existence in the next 2 years. So these are things where we can sense that there's a a deep sense of concern in the markets around the way things are going. There's a bit of uncertainty, and I think that's something that also that maybe would be unpacked in this event as well, is to say, how can you make your transformation within your organization real? How do you become more relevant? How do you stay, how do you stay part of your customer's thought process? We've also seen trends with end users buying online, and there's been a massive growth in that. And I think a lot of organizations are looking at that to see how can they become more automated, how can they rely more on AI. I know one of the stats that was also released, I think it was by IDG, was that they were saying that of the companies that are going to be transforming using AI, by 2025 they will be 100%, their productivity will grow by 100%. So in the next 5 years, through the use of AI, they're going to be doubling their productivity. So these are all interesting things. And one of the tracks that we have at the Dell Technologies Forum is around AI, around automation, and around machine learning. So that's also something that, and I know a lot of people just think about that in manufacturing, but there's a lot of other processes that we can look at around admin processes and processing of invoices and documents, all of this kind of stuff. There are ways that these things can be automated using AI.
It does seem like AI will be one of the dominant themes of the 2020s. Businesses throughout this decade will depend on AI for remaining competitive, but also simply for survival, in much the same way that the cloud played that role over the past decade and certainly into the COVID-19 pandemic. Worldwide Works conducted a study that was supported, among others, by Dell Technologies, where we found that the cloud was responsible in 9 out of 10 cases for companies being able to continue operating, and in 8 out of 10 cases for their staff to continue working remotely. Now, that speaks to one of the key themes also of the forum coming up on 25th of November, and that is digital transformation, which for many has been a buzzword and a phrase used to sell kit over the last few years. But we've been pushing that message for years, that digital transformation is critical for the future. And I think so have you. Have companies truly woken up to digital transformation?
Arthur, I think we found that some of our customers were actually already there. They were on the journey. They already had they already had part of their workforce working from home, and I think this just accelerated that. So I think that their processes were there, their security measures were there, they had the platforms in place, and what they had to do was now shift everything, to that, everyone onto that same platform that they had already set up. We saw that with a lot of our customers. So that was, and that's why I think when a lot, the word that got thrown around on this was accelerating digital transformation. We saw that that was already in place. They just had to move it forward. We're seeing a lot of our, as I was saying earlier, around trading online, trying to find ways to interact with their customers more in a more smooth fashion. Customer experience is becoming key in this whole process. We're also seeing, there was another interesting stat around this, is that 83% of customers surveyed said that they want customized products and they want them fast. And I think, again, that kind of lends it to this AI angle around how do you automate that process? How do you give customers what they want based on data and where that data is housed? And I think also within that, we also need to talk about the platform of how that is done. And a lot of that also lends itself to multi-cloud as well, which was what you were talking about earlier, is that I think a lot of people have gone on the cloud journey. But now they're seeing there's a need for multi-cloud. There's a need to, and whether that be housed on premise, on their own premises, and then using various, hyperscalers out there, but giving their internal users a sense of using one platform. They don't know where the data is housed. They don't, it's not really something on their mind. But how do we make that process as seamless as possible? So it's all about It's all about multi-cloud. I think that's the one theme. The other one is going to be innovating through data, which is what I was talking about with how do we customize things for our customers in a easier way and something that's more intuitive. And then we need to build a platform around that. So how do we create a digital workspace that our people can work in? And then the final thing on that is security. We have to make sure that everything we do, people are working remotely, customers are logging in, we're getting their details, we're observing some trends and what they're doing. All of this needs to be secure. It needs to be done in a way that our customers feel comfortable and we're also, 100% comfortable. Our customers are 100% comfortable to operate on those platforms.
Jason, you used one of our favorite words, which is acceleration or accelerating that journey. But we just ran a story on Gadget from stats produced by the IDC this week, which, among other things, suggested that many organizations over the next 3 years are going to have to be frog marched into the cloud. And I thought that was a fascinating image of companies being dragged into the cloud or pushed into the cloud rather than accelerating into the cloud. And this suggests a massive dichotomy between two kinds of businesses. Are you seeing that in this market?
I think that I wouldn't know too much about customers being frog marched into the cloud. I think customers are going to choose a cloud instance that is going to work best for them. I think definitely the way of the future is everything will be cloud-based, and whether that is on a, in some cases that'll be on a local instance on premise on their, on their infrastructure. And in some cases it might be off premise, in one of the hyperscalers. And we're seeing, I think that's going to be the way that the world is going to work. And what that enables customers to do or organizations to do is to move, if they need to move data from their local cloud instance off onto, to migrate it out, they'll be able to do that and then to bring applications back in. And we've got various solutions that we can look at around that. Within the multi-cloud session, we can explore some of that, some of that stuff. But all the containerization around that, there's a lot of talk about Kubernetes out in the market right now and how that's going to enable this. So there's, I think that the benefits of having this in place is going to become so apparent that I think customers are going to move into that space anyway. Organizations are going to see the benefits, and I think that they're going to start to move into that space. So especially the larger guys, I think it's going to become a real thing for them. And I know some software applications are also looking at that as well, where they're setting deadlines where they're saying you need to have the applications in a cloud-based by a certain date.
From a very specific technical perspective, let's move to a broader industry level perspective on digital transformation. It is made to sound as if one size fits all. Everyone can move into this same cloud with the same tools and the same process of digital transformation. But we know it's very different for different industries. And two that have faced particular challenges in this past year have been health and education. Can you talk to industry-specific approaches to digital transformation in regard to those two sectors, but in general as well?
I think so. I can just give you my opinion. I think on the pace at which digital transformation is adopted, and I think if we look at where we are now, pretty much every organization in South Africa has digital transformation in one at one level or another. I think organizations that are more administration process heavy are able to transform at a faster pace. So we're looking at organizations like banks, insurance companies, those kinds of people. But we're also seeing, to your point, around medical care, we're seeing a lot of transformation in that area to try and help with managing of patients' data. Around if I just think of some of the, I can use an example of McLaren. You know, we sponsor the McLaren racing team, and you would think to yourself, well, you know, so these guys are involved with motor racing, but and how can that help? But the technology that we use to monitor the driver's performance is being used as well to help stroke victims to recover, you know, to monitor their process and to speed that recovery up. So it's, you know, just these, if you just look at those kinds of examples, you can see how it's people using technology can definitely, you know, accelerate their or enhance their business and provide a better service to their customers. The other one you would talk about was education, am I right? So,
correct.
Okay, so education, I think a good example, I won't mention the name of the organization, but I know that they've been doing some good work locally in South Africa around around the kids being at home. So offering classes at home and, you know, giving assignments and then the parents working with the kids for half an hour and then they're logging back in and moving on to the next lesson. So I think that in itself, and if you think how rapidly that happened over a short period of time, the education transformation there happened pretty quickly. One of the other examples that I can think of, it's something that we've been doing for a while, is we have 19 solar schools around the country. And what we've done with that is it's in a partnership with MTN. So MTN provides the data and we go and set these containers up in underprivileged areas and we kit them out. And what we also do then is we provide the kids with a top-notch tutor. So that is all taken care of by Dell. And we're teaching these kids coding and computer skills that they can use after they complete, well, during their studies, and then obviously after they complete their studies to enter into the job market. And again, that's something we're using technology, we're using digital transformation to bring kind of like that world-class education into those areas.
Talking of teaching kids coding, and bring that back to our earlier discussion about artificial intelligence, that is supposedly top of the agenda for the Fourth Industrial Revolution Commission that the president set up. Does the current initiative to teaching AI at the high end and teaching coding on the low end make sense the way it's structured? And how will your initiative feed into that entire process?
I think that the area of AI is evolving so quickly that it's, you know, I think it's, you know, there's that cutting edge, and I think we're trying to kind of stay on that edge and kind of keep it, you know, keep on breaking new ground. Our initiative is quite interesting because we have another initiative, you know, we're talking about solar schools, but we have an initiative further than that called the Kalisa Academy. And what we do with the Kalisa Academy is we take 30 talented children from, again, from underprivileged areas, and we bring them up to Johannesburg, and we pay them a salary so they become an employee of ours. But all they're doing the whole time that they're there is they're learning to code, you know, they're learning about AI, they're learning how to build apps. And this is knowledge that we're giving them to not only to grow their future, but it's also about growing South Africa's future around how can we develop a market around AI within South Africa. So these students, after they're done with us, because that's essentially what they do, they spend 2 years with us, fully funded by Dell, and then we place them into the market amongst our partners. So, you know, our partner community, we have, you know, it's quite large, and we would then market these students into that partner community to try and place them into the industry where they can. And so that's been an ongoing program. And it's one of those things that Dell does, I think, you know, just around Fourth Industrial Revolution, how can we uplift students, and then at the same time, how can we help to change the country as well?
It also ties very nicely into one of Dell's big themes, which is make progress real. And perhaps we can end off with some insight or vision of how Dell sees itself making progress real as we head for the next magical cutoff date of 2030.
So our vision for 2030, and this is something I know that Michael Dell's very passionate about, is that we want to make sure that 50% of our workforce are women, and that 40% of our leaders within our workforce are women as well. So that's one of the targets that we're working towards internally within Dell. I'm part of the we have internal groups that focus on this, and I'm part of that group around trying to get first of all to make sure that we're recruiting women into the organization, and then the other thing is just around making sure that women are promoted within the organization. And as the marketing guy, that's one of my roles, is to try and help to market these people internally. And I think that's quite important. So if we're going to take this seriously, we need to have these milestones like what we have, and then we have action plans internally to kind of make it happen. So I think that's the other thing. When we talk about progress being real, we need to make sure that you're managing it, that you're putting milestones in place, and that we're working towards making that happen. The next thing I want to talk about, Arthur, which is quite important to a lot of people, I think if not everyone, is our environment. So at Dell, we are passionate about the environment. We also, by the same milestone, by 2030, we want to make sure that 100% of our packaging, so when you buy a Dell laptop, it comes that the packaging is 100% recycled. What we also want to make sure by that time is that 50% of the content within that product is also made from recycled material. So that's very important. And I don't know if you'll see, if you buy a Dell laptop now, it comes in a brown cardboard box. So again, we're trying our best. And all the packing material inside, we're trying as far as we can to use as much recycled material as we possibly can. The other areas that we want to look at is if we're looking at transformation over the next 10 years, is we want to transform 1 billion lives within on the planet. And it's quite a milestone, it's quite a big number that. And how we plan to do that is through education. So I was talking just now about the solar schools that we have and the kids that we're trying to work with there. We're also looking at healthcare as well. So how can we help with healthcare? How can we accelerate processes around healthcare? Developing products that organizations in the healthcare industry can use and can try to improve people's lives. Then the last one is around economic opportunity. So how we source our products, how we in South Africa, how we are using local suppliers as far as possible, and how we're selecting those local suppliers. We try to use small businesses as far as we possibly can. I know for myself in marketing, all of our agencies that we use, we are trying to create economic opportunities through that. And also I think just through the training we give as well, that also creates an economic upliftment and economic opportunities.
Sounds fascinating and challenging. Do you think by the time we get to 2030, if we both still around, that Dell will have succeeded in changing the world, but also South Africa?
Arthur, I do. I believe that we will. If I just see how seriously this is taken internally within our organization to drive towards these goals. This is not something that happens kind of on the side, like we're running a business, but on the side this happens. This is something that our employees, I'm part of the groups that make this happen. All of our employees within, in fact, globally, all of our employees are part of these. Part of these groups. It's not just a function that happens in another department. All of these things, these goals are taken on by the team members, and we're all driving it. So I'm very confident that Dell already has had a great impact within South Africa, and our goal is to continue with that, to accelerate that, and to have an even greater impact over the next 10 years.
That sounds like a great summary of what we would like to see from technology. And I'll sum it up by suggesting that we're talking about the next decade being both about digital transformation and about transforming the planet. And for digital transformation to really have a positive impact on organizations and the people who work in them, it also has to go hand in hand with that transformation of the planet. I look forward to seeing how you and your team contribute to that transformation. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Arthur.